Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. A cloud of uncertainty hangs over the Abu Dhabi royal family-owned International Holding Co.'s $1 billion acquisition of Sammaan Capital after the Supreme Court ordered a probe into alleged financial irregularities in the Indian lender, report Pavan Burugula and Swaraj Singh Dunjal. This may delay SEBI's approval for the deal. Sammaan Capital shares plunged 13% after the court's directive. India's air defense modernization looks ready to pick up pace. Meghna Mittal reports Hindustan Aeronautics will deliver 8 Tejas Mk1A fighters over the next 24 to 36 months following its signing of an engine supply pact with General Electric, part of a 113 engine supply line to power 97 jets. The aim is to have all deliveries, which have so far been behind schedule, to the Indian Air Force done by 2032. On the crypto policy front, the government is considering limited legal tender status for stablecoins, writes Priyansh Verma. The Economic Survey 2025-26 is likely to present a case for the utility of stablecoins, a type of cryptocurrency pegged to a fiat currency or commodity. India does not recognize cryptocurrency as legal tender. Identity verification may soon get a new approach. The government is set to introduce a new Aadhaar app that will allow identity checks for various services, including concerts, hospital admissions, and food deliveries, reports Ahik Sur. The app will allow selective data sharing, making identity verification more secure. In consumer behavior, Ishan Gera discovers a striking split in how people consumed liquor this festive season by analyzing UPI data. Liquor stores saw UPI payments more than double from a year earlier. By contrast, bars and lounges struggled, with a mere 2.4% growth in payments, pointing to a clear preference for drinking at home over social outings. Xiaomi's regulatory battles in India are taking a toll. Danish Khan writes that the Chinese company faces cash flow pressure with $545 million frozen amid enforcement probes. Xiaomi's India market share slipped to 13.4% in the September quarter, the only market where the smartphone maker saw a year-on-year decline. New age tech firms are making their presence felt in India's stock market, with their total market capitalization nearly doubling in 4 years to 2.49% of the country's market capitalization, reports Aryaman Gupta. A surge in large tech IPOs and strong operating performance have driven this growth, with companies such as Zomato, Grow and Lenskart leading the charge. In an interview with Shweta Punj, 15th Finance Commission Chairman N.K. Singh discusses what Bihar's newly elected government should prioritize: an investment commission, monitorable targets, and a push to attract private capital. Watch the full interview on moneycontrol.com. And finally, read this piece by Pratim Ranjan Bose on how Sheikh Hasina's party in Bangladesh may have recovered lost ground in the last few months since her ouster from power. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.